This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Once seen as a trademark of sailors and rebellious teenagers, a 2012 Harris poll found that 1 in 5 U.S. adults has a tattoo. The annual revenue of the tattoo industry is now north of $2.3 billion. Pretty good gig, if you can get it. Angel Quinones first became interested in tattoos growing up next to a motorcycle club. He got inked for the first time at 17, started tattooing when he was in college, and is now proprietor of his own tattoo shop on Martha's Vineyard. Whitney Jones shares his story.
I mean, do you even know how this works?
No, not at all.
Okay. The tattoo machine was invented by Thomas Edison. I have my degree right here, and people are like, oh, you went to Brown? And I'm like, yeah, I went to Brown. And, you know, they're totally shocked. So I guess the assumption sometimes is that if you're a tattoo artist, you're not that intelligent or, you know, perhaps brutish. But, you know, they don't know that I'm a bibliophile. I have thousands of books, and that's all I do when I'm not tattooing, read and paint and sculpt. Where I grew up, we lived next to a motorcycle club, and a lot of the guys that were in the motorcycle club had tattoos, and I hadn't, you know, before that, I had never seen tattoos, and I just got absorbed into it, and then I guess when I was about 17 or 18, I got my first tattoo, probably the first tattoo of my entire family, and people didn't get it. They're like, well, why are you doing this? My first tattoo is a Native American symbol. It's a sun, and I got it on my back. And being Puerto Rican and of a mestizo background, you know, I've always been drawn to the different elements, you know, of my culture. And when I was younger, you know, I wanted to stay within that realm, that spectrum, sort of like connect with, you know, my ancestors and my past somehow. And, you know, I was only 17, so... And it covered my entire back. Now it's sort of shrunk to the middle of my back. But that was my first tattoo. And I mean, yes, you know, a lot of people's tattoos have very deep meaning to them. And some, you know, are just, you know, getting tattooed for the heck of it. The way the tattoo works is that the ink is drawn up. When you dip the tattoo machine into the ink, the needle going up and down, vibrating up and down, pulls ink into the reservoir of the tube. And when you're piercing the skin with the needle, ink is being vibrated sort of down the shaft of the tube and onto the needle, and it's being pushed into the skin. I mean, I got my first tattoo, and then maybe I got another couple. And as I said, you know, I've always been an artist, and I started thinking, it's like, you know, I could probably do this. I was working all the time, you know, at the library, at school, and then I'd go get a tattoo, and like my money would be gone. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is probably a good way to make money. And I got the equipment in, and I was living with some roommates, and I'm like, who's first? And they're like, no way, man. And I was like, okay, I got to buckle down and tattoo myself. And I did this tattoo on my calf of a Sacred Heart. And, you know, my roommate sat there and watched, and it came out, you know, pretty good. But just to get the feel, you know, I mean, I'd never done a tattoo. So, you know, you have to start somewhere. So I started on myself. And it's actually never actually part of your skin. You know, it sits between the layers of the dermis, and it sort of has its own atmosphere inside of your skin. If you look at a tattoo through a microscope, it's a bunch of little balls of pigment kind of just floating there. For when I first got tattooed, almost every shop, you know, there was some older biker guy, scary guy. You wouldn't talk to him at all, never mind tell him a story or start crying in front of him because he'd probably throw you out of his shop. But with the popularity of these shows like Miami Ink and New York Ink and L.A. Ink, I mean, these shows have, you know, vaulted tattoos and tattooing into the limelight. And people that would never think about getting a tattoo or would have never, you know, even been exposed to what a tattoo shop looks or feels like, feel comfortable because they've seen it on television. And then, you know, they start getting ideas that they want a tattoo. And they're like, okay, I can do it because it's cool. It's on television, you know. The skill is being able to do the fill. It's drawing versus painting. And having an art background helps because perspective, you know, lighting and, you know, color theory all come into play. So here you are and you're trying to get all these subtleties, you know, with different washes of gray in the face, and this person's like bleeding. And when you get done with the portrait, it looks like a bloody mess. And people are like, what's going on here? And it's like, you have to wait for it to heal to really see. I mean, you as the artist have it forever if you take a photograph of it. But even then, as the years go by, it does change. You know, this image, it's forever for them. But, I mean, they walk out the door. I think about that all the time.
Angel Canona is there, a tattoo artist on the Vineyard. While there are thousands of professional tattoo artists across the country, they are not unionized yet. Up next, from video dancers to runway models, those with untraditional jobs are organizing to various degrees of success. A look into alternative labor activism after the news.